In codominance, the phenotypes expressed are similar to that we saw in incomplete dominance, but there is a very important distinction. So, similar to other patterns, in a codominant gene pattern, homozygous individuals express only that phenotype. But heterozygous individuals express both alleles at the same time. In other words, one allele does not mask the appearance of the other, and there's no blending of the alleles as we saw in incomplete dominance. So remember, in incomplete dominance, red and white snapdragons we looked at, when an individual's heterozygous for both the red and white allele, it produces a mix of those two, so a pink flower. In incomplete dominance, each allele can be seen at the same time in these heterozygous individuals. So if you look at the picture of the horse on this slide, you can see that it has both white hair and brown hair. And this is our example of codominance. Both alleles are being seen at the same time for hair color. So it has patches of white hair and patches of brown hair, as opposed to incomplete dominance, where the heterozygote was a mix of the two colors. In codominance, both colors can be seen at the same time in an individual.